Sankirtan Prabhartak Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jagre Jebhaje Shedhana Shetu Shameda Arku Buddhi Shangsha Sarva Jagga Haite Krishna Nama Jagya Sha Kali Yoga Yoga Dharma Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Binanahe Hare Krishna. Devotees in Atlanta, Georgia, United States of America, kindly asked me to address them in the wake of the December book distribution marathon, in which they fully, wholeheartedly participated, and by Krishna's grace were able to distribute many books. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahe Ta Pravartan. Without Krishna's blessings and empowerment, no one can distribute so many books. I thought to speak not only to them, but to all devotees who are interested to listen, and especially those who have participated in this Sankirtan Marathon, especially Sankirtan Book Distribution Marathon, the bigger Mridanga, Brihad Mridanga, the Book Mridanga, which sounds all over the world, especially to those devotees who are attached to me by Diksha and Shiksha. Naturally, we want that all over the world there should be a tremendous efflorescence of Krishna consciousness by the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, but it's also natural that I have some special affinity for my disciples, who are those who are engaged in this service and those who are not engaged in this service. So for all of you who have been working hard to distribute books in this most unusual of marathons, unusual in the sense, well, you all know, there's a worldwide pandemic of sorts going on, and the effects are felt more in some places than others. Apparently in Atlanta there's hardly any sign of it, or at least no overt sign. It's business as usual. Life is going on as usual. In other places like Czech Republic, it became very difficult. And so many other places. In India, became more difficult to distribute books, but somehow or other, the devotees are going on. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a good businessman. When the market is booming, he knows how to make a profit. And when the market is dull, he also knows how to make a profit. He knows how to adjust himself according to different situations. His business doesn't stop, whatever the external situations may be, although sometimes it may be more favorable and sometimes less favorable. So this is our family business. This is our family business of producing and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And although I said that, of course, all my disciples are dear to me, whatever service they're doing, but I did come across recently a statement that Srila Prabhupada is said to have said, and it's quite possible that he did say it, although we don't have a recording of it, and people tend not to trust unless there's a recording, that Srila Prabhupada has said that although all the devotees are very, very dear to Krishna, nevertheless, the residents of Vrindavan are the most dear, and the gopis are the most dear. So in the same way, although all the devotees are very, very dear, all the services are important, all the services are pleasing to Krishna, but this book distribution is most pleasing. Srila Prabhupada said that to devotees who are engaged in book distribution. He said there is no doubt to distribute these books is our most important activity. Then to devotees engaged in Bhaktivedanta Institute, he also said, this is our most important branch of preaching. to those who were spearheading Gurukul. He said, this is the most important. Everything is the most important. But there's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada did place tremendous importance, and if we see in terms of the number of times he spoke about it and wrote about it, Srila Prabhupada gave so much importance to the distribution of his books. And I'm doing so also. Just as Srila Prabhupada said, in this regard, I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. He said, I blindly follow. Now, blindly follow, but blind following is condemned. As Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport, repeatedly states it in a purport to Bhagavad Gita as it is. Blind following is condemned. That means we should understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness as given in these books, which is why we're giving out these books. We're distributing these books to give people knowledge of Krishna. Maya mugdha jiva nahi Krishna shata gyan jibere kripa koile Krishna bed puran. Because people being bewildered in material existence don't automatically know about Krishna. Krishna being very kind to them in his incarnation as Vyasadeva has given them the Vedas and Puranas. Anartha pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhoksha jay lokasya janato vidvangs chakre satvata sanghitam. Srimad Bhagavatam states about itself. Srimad Bhagavatam, composed by Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva therein writes that people in general do not know that the miseries of material existence can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore the learned Vyas, showing mercy to them, has composed this Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is for giving knowledge, and we're supposed to take knowledge from Shastra and from Guru, and we're passing out these books so that people can have knowledge of who they are, what their relationship with Krishna is, what they're supposed to be doing with their life, apart from eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Overarching all these is the need to practice devotional service to Krishna. Now, people don't know that. We're passing out these books. We want people to accept Krishna consciousness anyway, but particularly if people accept with knowledge, then the result of that is that they'll want to pass out this knowledge. So we should try to understand the first thing. Where do we get inspiration to distribute the books? From the books. But Srila Prabhupada said, in this matter of book production, I'm blindly following my Guru Maharaj. So similarly myself. Srila Prabhupada emphasized this so much, I must also emphasize it if I am going to be a follower of Srila Prabhupada, or at the very least I can't minimize it. I must see it's part of my duty. As Srila Prabhupada told, I was told this, the Prabhupada Vishnu Swami had heard Srila Prabhupada said this several times, that book distribution is the guru's business. As Srila Prabhupada writes, that it is the, building temples is for neophyte devotees, but the business of empowered devotees is to write, publish, and distribute books all over the world so that people may get knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So, blindly, I'm following this instruction. Srila Prabhupada emphasized it. And not just blindly, I have my own experience of many years of passing out books, Srila Prabhupada's books. And nowadays I'm mostly engaged in composing books to further elucidate the message in Srila Prabhupada's books. But in one sense, you can say that we're blindly doing so because why are we distributing these books? Well, we're distributing these books with the hope of a revolution in human society, spiritual revolution, tadvag visargo janataga viplavo, yasmin pratishlokam abhavyatyapi namani namanyanantasya yashankitani yat shrinvanti gayanti gurnanti sadavaha. This Srimad Bhagavatam, in particular, was composed by Vyasadeva to fill the void in human society, which is the intellectual void, or the not just the spiritual void, but people in general like to read something, but mostly people are like crows, and they go to the Vyasatirtha, the pilgrimage place for crows of books and magazines and internet articles and Twitter posts and Facebook posts of subject matter which is not going to help us. Taraha e bhava shindhure, cross over the terrible ocean of birth and death. So Vyasadeva gave this to create the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literature, to create a revolution in the misguided lives of a sinful population. So by distributing these books, we're expecting a revolution. And we say, well, where's the revolution? We've been distributing books so many years. We hear that, don't we? One devotee, if we think of Srila Prabhupada's book distribution, one devotee, among the several devotees' names that come to our minds is Bhrigupati Prabhu, who's been in Los Angeles for many years, and prior to that was in other places, Australia and other places, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. He's an old man now. He still distributes many of Srila Prabhupada's books, and he does so without getting disappointed, with the continuing faith that the time will come, that these time bombs, these books, will explode in people's consciousness, in human society, and people will get a new light, and they'll want to take to Krishna consciousness. So this apprehension, misgiving was a word that Srila Prabhupada often used, that, well, we're distributing books, but we don't see so much result. Where are all the people becoming devotees? Actually, in Atlanta, the devotees are feeling very inspired by the reciprocation they're getting from the public. But in many places, it's slow work. We distribute books, and it seems that although we distribute so many books, the feedback or the enthusiasm for people for reading them is not so much. Actually, we don't know how much these books are influencing human society. But I just want to bring it to your attention that way, way back in the early 1970s, when devotees were distributing so much, the first started to distribute books in large numbers all over the world, and Hari Shauri Prabhu, who later became famous as Srila Prabhupada's personal servants, one of the devotees who spent considerable time as Srila Prabhupada's personal servant. At that time, he was a largely unknown devotee in Australia, unknown to Srila Prabhupada even, you could say. On a morning walk, Hari Shauri Prabhu was with Srila Prabhupada in Melbourne, and he expressed this doubt. I'm sure it wasn't only his doubt. Up to the present day, we hear this. He said to Srila Prabhupada that we're distributing so many books, but we don't get so many devotees. Maybe a little bit. He expressed that maybe there was a little bit of doubt in his mind that, well, book distribution doesn't work. Prabhupada became a little agitated. And he said, that is not your concern. We are not looking for results. We're not looking for results. We're not looking for results. We want huge numbers of books to be distributed, but we're not looking for results. That sounds silly, does it? We're distributing books, but we're not looking for results. Definitely, we know that if people take these books, they will be benefited tremendously. We know that the potential is there for these books to change society. They are changing society. They are changing people's hearts. But we're not doing it because we want to see that, yes, we distribute these books, and we expect it's like some chemical reaction. You mix acid with alkali, effervescence, we can see something's going on. No, it's just Srila Prabhupada said, our business is only to just go out and do our duty. That was Srila Prabhupada's whole attitude in coming to the West. He wrote in his poem on the Jaladutta that the Prithivite Nada Nadi, I just don't remember now, that throughout all Prithivite Nagaradi, that throughout all the towns and villages, like the rivers, like a river of prema will flow by the Sankirtan movement. But then in retrospect, he had that dream, but in retrospect he said, I never expected when I came to America that there'd be such a response, because his own godbrother, Goswami Maharaj, had related to Srila Prabhupada that when Goswami Maharaj was in Britain in the 1930s, he'd met Lord Zetland, who had formerly been the governor of Bengal and was sympathetic to the Gaudiya mission and was sympathetic to Indian culture. So this Lord Ronalshay, the Earl of Zetland, had asked Goswami Maharaj, in jest, it seems, in semi-jest, can you make me a brahmana? And Goswami Maharaj had said, yes, not difficult, we can make you a brahmana. All you have to do is give up meat eating, gambling, illicit sex, and intoxication. And Lord Zetland had replied, impossible! That is our whole life. So that's probably the basis of this hedonistic civilization. And on the basis of that, Srila Prabhupada, he wasn't hopeful of, well, sometimes he says and sometimes he doesn't. He said, I'm hopeful that Srimad Bhagavatam will be accepted by the thinking members of society. But in retrospect, he said, I never thought that people would accept all these principles. I thought that if I say, no gambling, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, they say, Swamiji, you please go back to India. Don't stay here. So, Srila Prabhupada, then why did he come? It is my duty, he used to pronounce Srila Prabhupada. It's my duty to, I'm ordered by my spiritual master. But it seems that he never expected, but it's your duty. So same way he gave us the duty, you distribute these books. Result may be there, or not result. However, many people did come and are still coming through book distribution. I'm one. I never bought a book from the devotees, but someone else did. I happened to get a book that someone else had purchased and wasn't interested in. I was interested in it. I read it. I came to the temple. I joined. And there are many, 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 many cases like that. Probably most of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, their first substantial contact came from getting one of Srila Prabhupada's books, reading the books. So the result will be there. But that we do want people to become devotees. It's not that we're just posting out books and we don't care. We should take care of those who are taking books, especially if we find that those who are most interested. Although sometimes it happens that people don't seem to be very interested and they take a book, and later when they read it, they become very interested. Or it happens, as in my case, that someone takes a book and is not interested, but someone else gets the book from them and reads it and is interested. So Srila Prabhupada's program for follow-up, the basic program for follow-up for people who had interest from seeing the chanting parties, from taking books, was the Sunday festival. It wasn't just a Sunday feast. That was superb. The devotees, they really made a feast every Sunday so that people would want to come back. Even if they weren't interested in anything else, so many people like to come back just for the prasadam. And by taking the prasadam again and again and again, that also had its tremendous effect in bringing people to Krishna consciousness. But there was a whole festival with joyous dancing and chanting, often plays, dramas, or puppet shows. And in this way, people got the books, and they got the experience of the blissful life of Krishna consciousness, and many people came devotees. Now, at some point in the early 1970s, Dhanavir Goswami, he was married at that time, in Los Angeles, which has always been a powerhouse of book distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books, practically from the very beginning. The first was San Francisco, second was Los Angeles, and since then Los Angeles ISKCON has always been a powerhouse of book distribution, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, up to the present day, with no sign of cessation. All glories to the devotees there for that. So Dhanavir Goswami, at that time he was in Los Angeles, and he saw that, well, we're not making so many devotees like we used to, and that gave rise to the Bhakta program, where there was a special program made for bringing people to join Krishna consciousness full time. So I would like to suggest to the devotees who are working so hard to distribute books that you put aside some time, energy, manpower, money, whatever it takes, to reap the harvest of your book distribution. People are becoming interested, have the Sunday program, people are coming. How do you take them to the next stage? I'm not saying you're not doing it, I'm not blaming anyone by any means, but you have to invest time and energy into people and get them to chant the holy name on beads, speak to them personally, take interest in them, and resolve their doubts, and just be their friend. Many people in the world, they just need some friend. I would say that's especially true in the Western countries and in the big cities of India also. It's the rat race, rat eat rat, and people they'll so much appreciate if someone just is nice to them, and not just nice, but genuinely trying to help them. People have so many problems. It's not just in the pandemic. But the pandemic is also, we can see, everything is going on under Krishna's arrangement. Not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So, we should hope there's good chance that people who are suffering so much in unexpected ways due to the pandemic. Anyway, people are suffering. But so many people are losing their jobs. They can't stand being locked down, confined to their homes, restricted in so many ways from the activities that they want to do, afraid of being controlled by despotic governments. So now is a very good time to give them books, especially offer the effect of the books to become manifest, especially as people in the lockdown may have more time to read these books. And if you can, of course, the Sunday program may be very restricted due to the governmental restrictions, But there are so many ways, just like I'm speaking now, and this speaking can go all over the world. So by phone, WhatsApp, social media, this, that, you can cultivate people. We talk about cultivating people so they can become devotees. And become devotees, they can increase the book distribution also. Even if we are very single-mindedly focused on book distribution, it makes sense to bring more people into devotional service, either as full-time devotees or as devotees in their home situation. Full-time devotees are mostly in our temples. Nowadays we have facilities for brahmacharis only. Srila Prabhupada made facilities both for men and for women. I can suggest, just making suggestions here, that we have our rural communities also. So with the pandemic, lockdowns, this, that, it's a suggestion that you can have bhakta programs for men and women. It's quite suitable at our farms. And then they can engage in devotional service by working on the farm. And have training, be given special classes, and all this kind of thing. So that's a suggestion. If you're full-time, if you can be a full-time brahmachari and go out on book distribution, that's the best training for a whole ongoing life in Krishna consciousness. Well, yeah, the best. Generally, we've experienced that. For an ongoing life in Krishna consciousness, whether or not you remain doing that all your life as your main service, that austerity, that focus, that camaraderie between the devotees, it's like a military mission. Everyone's working together for the same goal of distributing the books. So the austerities undertaken, the regulation, how much we have to concentrate, how much we have to be strong in our sadhana, and we have to read the books, we have to have faith in the books, we have to meet all kinds of different people with different inclinations and different ideas why they shouldn't take the books, or even if they are willing to take the books, then we pray to Krishna for the intelligence, if they're a little favorable, to give them not just one or two books, but a whole pile of books. So in this way, we become paramatma samahita. We become linked with the supersoul. We control our senses, we control our minds, and like I say, even if we don't go on with that throughout our lives, that becomes a great training, and then we can live very simply, which is very, when we're used to distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and taking the austerities required for that, especially if we go out in a Sankirtan van, there are no comfy sofas in a Sankirtan van, and there's no comfy anything. So it's a life of simplicity, down to the bare essentials, what we need, so that we can go on with our service of distributing books, and completely depending on Krishna, where we'll stay at night, what kind of people we'll meet, and everything. So it forms the basis for a whole life of simplicity and service in the Sankirtan mission. Now, this point of not having effect, we may, to get back to that, Srila Prabhupada says, it's just your duty, you do it, you distribute the books. Well, in the 1970s, we didn't see so much. At least that was my experience in England. We didn't see so much appreciation of the books. Then when I came to India and started distributing books, it was very different because people were buying the books out of piety or appreciation. It was a very different field altogether. And in Bangladesh, when I went there for book distribution, sometimes there was so much demand for the books that literally we would have to lock ourselves in a building with these barred windows, and then we'd have some local people help us, and we'd pass the books out from inside the locked building, and this way so we didn't get mobbed. People were so anxious to get the books because they hadn't had any quote-unquote Hindu publications or books for years and years and years, and they were as if thirsty to get them. So different responses in different places. But as far as the effect of the book distribution, by 1975, toward the end of 1975, Srila Prabhupada wrote to Tripurari Das. I think he hadn't accepted sannyas by that time, who he at that time referred to as the incarnation of book distribution. So he wrote, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "I am very much obliged to you and your government that both the people and the government of America do not put any hindrances in distributing our books. This kindness of your nation will cause the blessings of Lord Chaitanya to be showered upon them, and the higher section of American people will all of them become Krishna conscious. So many books they are reading, so will there not be any effect?" So yes, Srila Prabhupada thought that by distributing these books in America, the higher section, the more educated, thoughtful, staid class of people, because at that time the devotees were going in the airports, and at that time, especially in the airports, there was the jet set class of people. It wasn't such a common thing that people, as it's a more moneyed class of people generally, would be in the airports. And also the military boys, they'd get concessions and on the airlines, and they were very open to Krishna consciousness. So in meeting business, you know, sharp people who are used to, they're not just going to buy something because someone walks up. You're going to have to convince them, and they're hardly, they'll give you a moment, 20 seconds maybe, if you can catch their attention. So devotees became very expert in distributing books, and Srila Prabhupada gave that idea that surely we're distributing so many books, there will be an effect. At the same time, we're not looking for results, but there will be results. One result is that we ourselves become purified, especially if we do it without the motive that I want to have a result, I want to see. We shouldn't be doubting Thomas's. The narration is there in the New Testament of Thomas, one of the apostles, not believing when others told him that Jesus had risen from the dead. He doubted it. Didn't seem possible. So the phrase has come in English, and no doubt in many other languages also, doubting Thomas. And most people, Christians also, they'd be doubting Thomas's in that situation. It would be hard to have faith. But we should maintain faith that even though it might not seem that we're having a massive effect by distributing these books, but it will be there. It is there. And even if it isn't there, we should go on with our duty. But there are many good reasons for doing book distribution that should develop within ourselves a feeling for the people we're distributing to. When we see Maya Mugdha Jiva Nahi Krishna Shvata Gyan, these people, they're bewildered. They don't know about Krishna. Not a condescending attitude. One thing is, when we're going out, we shouldn't have a condescending attitude, but we should think that these people, they're all my deeply related brothers and sisters, but now they forgot. They're all devotees. They all belong. We all belong in the same family. Krishna's our father. We have to reconnect them with Krishna. Not condescending, not looking down at them, but dealing with you. You are very dear to me, ultimately, because you are eternally related with me at the lotus feet of Krishna. So this compassion we can develop by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Seeing, we have to see people as devotees of Krishna. If we see them on the bodily platform, this black, white, yellow, tall, short, fat, thin, old, young, favorable, unfavorable, if we see them on the material platform, then we'll become influenced by their material qualities. Or rather, we should ourselves be fixed on the spiritual platform of seeing them as spiritual and relating to them on that platform. Of course, how deep can you go in just a few seconds? But it is very deep to give them the books. So compassion, developing spiritual vision, giving knowledge, knowing that we're giving this knowledge, some practical result, that by taking a practical, we can say in terms of what we can see in this world, by giving Lakshmi, they also perform service, and that is also required to print more books and to maintain and expand the Krishna consciousness movement. But there may be so many reasons for distributing books, but our main central focus should be Srila Prabhupada wants it. He's ordered it. I must do this to please Srila Prabhupada. And pray to him for his mercy. Always praying. Prarthana karaya shada narotamadas. Always pray for his mercy. Without his mercy, tavakripa bina shakali nirasha. Without Krishna's mercy, we're hopeless. We have nothing. So always praying for that mercy. And then with that mood, everything else will follow. And as soon as we forget Krishna and Krishna's mercy and start to think, I'm the doer, then we can immediately perceive how it is all Krishna's mercy because I'm not able to distribute books. So we're not, this very important statement of Srila Prabhupada, we're not looking for results. We're not looking for results in the sense that we do it as a duty in a detached consciousness. We want people to take books, but if they don't, what can we do? It is our duty to do our best. So that's a brahmana's mentality with compassion, desiring to benefit others, but at the same time, detached. It's my duty to do my best. If others don't take, then let me try with someone else. And going on despite difficulties, there will be so many difficulties. Anyway, there are difficulties in this material world. And Shreyansi Bahuvignani, especially persons who try to do good in this world, they find themselves beset with many, many obstacles. That is the very nature of this world. That if we try to do good, we find obstacles. But the sattvic or brahminical approach is not that we give up, but that we go on steadily. And who's the great exemplar of this? Srila Prabhupada himself. So many difficulties, even hearing about them, we can hardly imagine. But he went on and on, and by his mercy, the Krishna Conscious Movement expanded. At least even if we don't feel deep compassion in our heart, it's after all a quite exalted level, but at least I have to do my duty. And then what reward? Then we're not looking for results, but the book distribution, the service itself, is its reward. You can ask Bhrigupati Prabhu, what did you get all these years for distributing books? You're not a rich man, you're not famous. What did you get? He got Krishna's mercy. He's got and is getting. He's been giving it out. There are so many devotees. He's naturally, in my mind, his name comes to my mind. So book distribution is its own reward. I think it was quite common in those days that in the 1970s, it must be for many years, the top distributor of the week in the whole yatra, as we call it, the whole in all of England gets a big plate of Maha Prasadam. But those who come top, they don't exactly want the plate of Maha Prasadam, because if that's what you want more than anything, then you can retire to the temple, become a pujari, and snaffle the Maha Prasadam one way or the other, if that's your aim in life. Obviously, it's not their aim in life. It's a token of appreciation. That's all. Or showing some, yes, I'm on top, I'm the best. So competition, Srila Prabhupada encouraged that. But really, in the those who maintain year after year after year, they do it because they're really attached to the service and detached from personal enjoyment. It's a real program in spiritual advancement. There is another mentality for distributing books, which is more like we could say Vaishya mentality, but it's not really Vaishya. It's more like that of a non-devotional businessman who's just, see how much I can do, how much I can get, and get the money out of this guy quick and move on to the next one. It's like a salesman. Of course, book distributors are salesmen, but that fruitive mentality. Prabhupada said we are not looking for results. The fruitive mentality, money conscious. And of course, book distributors, in one sense, have to be money conscious. We're not just giving the books away. But instead of primarily thinking, let me perform this service, let me try to engage these people in Krishna's service, if we think, how can I squeeze the money out of them? That will have results. We may have results for some time in getting many books out and getting lots of money, but the overall result is that we will not advance in Krishna consciousness. We'll be more in money consciousness. We'll develop more of a fruitive mentality. And people will sense that also, and they'll come to dislike the devotees. And that actually happened by the later 1970s and early 1980s. Of course, Krishna is pleased, by hook or by crook, we should get the book out. Hook or by crook, but we shouldn't alienate the public. I believe that this is well established now within our movement, this principle of not alienating the public, because we really put the development of the movement back many years by actually alienating the public in some countries by doing this. But at the same time, there is that tendency, and I'm just stating it, I'm not blaming anyone or accusing anyone, but that tendency can be there to let me show myself to be number one. Let me just get lots of money and squeeze people like this. Squeeze you can do, but loving squeezing, not an exploitive mentality. So one way or the other, the book distribution goes on. Krishna will be pleased, but he'll be more pleased if we do it in the consciousness by which we can sustain. The consciousness by which people don't become turned away from Krishna by those who are supposed to be representing him, by this hit and run attitude. So in this way we may be able to hit people up, and people just quickly like that. Okay, and they give some money. But then when we deal with devotees, we have to not deal with them in the same way. We're just out to get the job done. But with devotees, don't have that hit-and-run attitude with devotees. Brahmin, again, means he's detached from this world, but a Vaishnava is very much attached to the devotees. Tadera charana sevi bhakti shanibash. Janame jamana janame hoy ei obilas. So this approach to book distribution, where we're just out for a big splash. Of course, I'm maybe overstating the case, because anyone who's going out on book distribution is glorious. But we have seen people, some devotees have a somewhat superficial approach, and therefore they're not able to sustain, and they don't make the same kind of advancement as others do, who do so steadily, keeping clearly in focus, this is all for Krishna's pleasure. So if we do a book distribution for Krishna's pleasure, then automatically we become considerate of others. We heard that word, empathetic. Considerate of others. We're not doing it for our own benefit whatsoever. So morality is there in this. Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanodaraha, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Where there is Krishna, the great mystic, and on book distribution we see Krishna, the great mystic, acting from within people's hearts and orchestrating situations so that people take books. Krishna, the great mystic, and Arjuna, the devotee who is determined to fight for Krishna, but not for himself. Arjuna got converted from being someone who is interested in his own pleasure to someone who is prepared to fight for Krishna, only for Krishna's sake. So when there's that combination, there will certainly be opulence. By book distribution, there will be opulence. There will be victory. There will be morality. So everything comes by book distribution. And then with book distribution, and we need to have good sadhana. We need to study the books. We know we need to chant. We know it. You don't have to tell. You chant your rounds carefully. You have to chant, concentrating, and the need to become a sincere devotee, devoid of personal desires, devoid of any duplicity, posing, pretense. The public, when we're out there distributing the books, they respond to transparency. Srila Prabhupada used this term, we should be transparent Maya mediums. If the spiritual energy is coming through and we're really acting not for ourselves, for their benefit, they can relate to that. And if we're not, they can understand, they can pick it up also. Krishna's within their heart. They may not be great yogis, but Krishna, he, from within their heart, responds to our attitude. And if we're really doing everything for Krishna, what is this? People often ask, what is the secret of book distribution? Do everything for Krishna. Krishna responds. It is a simple thing. Krishna responds, and that attitude attracts the mercy of Krishna. And even devotees who may not be very educated, and often we find they come from a very, they may be coming from a very simple background, not very sophisticated, but Krishna gives them the intelligence by which they can relate with all different kinds of people from all different walks of life, from all different countries and cultures, and give them the books. And the devotees, they get a clear vision of what is right, what should be done in Krishna's service, what should not be done. They won't be mesmerized by wrong ideas promoted in the name of Krishna consciousness. And with such clear intelligence, they can prosecute their Krishna consciousness, and they actually become sarvopadhi vinir muktam tat paratvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchyate, then they transcend bodily designations and understand that I am a spiritual being. My only duty is to engage myself, my body, my senses, my mind, pranaya, artha, dhyavacha, everything that Krishna has given me, to engage it fully in Krishna's service. So this is the path of spiritual advancement by distributing these books. So these are just a few thoughts to all the addressed to all those great souls who are going out distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, or maybe nowadays by remote means. That's also one excellent way of getting the books out, by contacting people through phone, WhatsApp, and by social media promoting this. So one way or another, if we can get these books out and then study them ourselves, explain them to people, because we also find that sometimes we meet people and say, well, I got the book and it says this, and could you explain? I didn't quite understand it. We have to be prepared to explain it also. So there's so much to say about this. Just I can say on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, thank you very much to all of you, and please go on with your plans for distributing more and more books. The world situation, as always, is very uncertain, but at present time it's uncertain in a different way to that it was uncertain previously. Krishna will give you the intelligence to find the ways and means to distribute more and more books despite these apparently unfavorable circumstances. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Mancha kalpatarubhyascha kipa sindhubhi imacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.